The past few weeks, we've been hearing a lot about how the Republican effort to repeal Obamacare would hurt patients. But let's focus on what it would mean for local economies, especially in rural conservative areas of the state where Obamacare helped create jobs. KQED's April Domboski takes us to a small town in eastern Shasta County.
3 years ago, Carol Morris was put in charge of a massive remodel of the new Mountain Valleys Health Clinic in Burney.
We got a designer vaccine refrigerator.
They installed a new sonogram machine, a retina scanner, and a fleet of cushy new exam tables.
Some of the staff will come in and nap on one at lunchtime.
This clinic is three times as big as the old one. Morris says they've doubled the number of patients they see, and they've doubled their staff. All thanks to money from the Affordable Care Act.
I guess it's true, build it and they will come.
With many of their uninsured patients now covered by the state's Medi-Cal program for low-income people, the clinic is now making money instead of losing it. They've been able to expand services and hire new medical and administrative staff. For example, the clinic noticed a lot of patients who got health coverage for the first time were going to the emergency room more for a headache, for a Band-Aid, for lunch.
Hi, is Kimberly there?
So they hired Laura Hotch to start a program aimed at reducing overuse of the ER.
So if you have any questions and you don't feel like they're being answered, you could come to me.
The new job is a huge economic help for Hodge. Her husband is a trucker, and they have three kids. Hodge's salary is critical to keeping the household going.
Okay, everybody buckled up.
After the logging company, the clinic is one of the largest employers in town. A recent economic impact study found Obamacare created more than 900 jobs in Shasta County.
It's all going my tour guide mode.
Hodge is a Burney local, and all the money she makes goes back into the community, to the local Les Schwab.
Great place to get your tires done.
To the gas station.
Where my son works.
To the bowling alley.
Here's our coffee shop.
Laura stops at the drive-thru and orders a local specialty.
I will take a blended Red Bull, a Fruit Loop.
It's club soda with passion fruit and peach syrup thrown in the blender with ice and a can of Red Bull.
The first time I drank one, oh my gosh, I went home. I think I cleaned everything in my house.
Barista Abby Fristine says staff from the health clinic drive through all the time.
Most of them come through every day before or after work.
The money earned and spent by the health clinic staff ripples through the local economy. And clinic CEO Dave Jones says all the people they've hired in recent years makes a difference in a small town like this.
I'm sure over the last two or three years it's been worth a couple million dollars to the community.
That's why Jones is sounding the alarm on the Republican health bill.
And if we have to revert back to where we were, it could be disastrous.
The rollbacks to Medi-Cal funding would hit not just the clinic, but local business too. For the California Report, I'm April Domboski in Burney.
Did you know KQED's Best Reporting is now available as a podcast? Queued Up offers a weekly dose of storytelling with heart from the Bay Area and beyond. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Queued Up. That's Q-E-D-U-P.